superstars.
It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live.
Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Thursday morning. We are live across the UAE 602, hanging out with us. Pretty Malik, Big Ross here. My name's Chris Fade. Phone guy Eddie. Nala in studio number two right there. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Doing okay. How you feeling?
I'm booking a PCR test right now as we speak. I'm going to get it sent to the show.
Well,
I've got to go to Abu Dhabi tomorrow, and you know you don't need a PCR test to go across the border.
Right.
I'm actually going into Yas Mall.
So you need a PCR. Wait, did you check your Alasan app? Is it green?
It's not green. I just had a look, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So you need one. Yep, that is correct.
Do I put the Holt International Business School, Dubai? Does that come up here? Is that where we're at?
No, put Dubai Properties HQ.
Doesn't come up on the map, guys.
Virgin Radio does come up on the map.
Oh, I found it. I found a Virgin Radio, Arabian Radio Network.
There you go.
I love technology. I love Dubai. Like, I'm ordering this PCR test to be here by 9:30 this morning.
That's
pretty
amazing.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's just gone 6:03.
Slightly annoying when you go away from Dubai and you can't have these luxuries. Like, when I go home, having a luxury like having a PCR test to your house, no chance.
Yeah, no way. That's not.
Well, no, you can get it done, but it costs you about 2,000 dirhams for one test.
Yeah.
That's the normal price.
This costs 160 dirhams. It's not bad, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
That's pretty good.
Good morning. Everything all right?
Everything's okay. Parents are leaving tonight.
No.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
No. It was just nice having them around to hang out with.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, okay, I've had enough. It's been good now.
No,
I'm ready to go.
It's just nice. I think they're ready to go to my sister now. It's like, okay, we're done with you.
So where are they going now?
They're
going
to go back to New York, chill there for a little bit, and then figure out what the rules are to get into Canada, and then go to Canada.
I was talking to a Canadian friend of mine yesterday, and I'm like, you guys in Canada have been struggling as well. Why are they struggling so much in Canada?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was telling me, oh, yeah, they didn't do it the right way, and now there's a lot of people protesting against
the vaccine.
I got one of my friends. She's a vegan. She's a holistic healer.
Yeah.
She's totally against the vaccine. I found out if you're a holistic healer, you're totally against the vaccine.
Right. Because
it's
not holistic.
Yeah, well, that's
it's science.
Yeah, that's I found out. I had a conversation with her about it yesterday. I was like, yeah, what's going on here? Like, you know, because she's going hard. Her Instagram used to be about, like, it used to be really peaceful.
Like, positive.
And a really nice Instagram account.
Now
I'm like, man, I don't want to follow you anymore. Like, because I think
it's
like
intense.
Like, what I've realized is that for the people that have got the vaccine and we've all just got on with our lives and we're just doing it. For the people who haven't,
it's
they're
like
still
a big
fighting
thing.
About it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and I'm ugh. Anyway, each to their own. I know there's one of you or two of you listening right now, then you're like, stop it, Chris. I don't want it. Okay. All right. I'm not judging. I love you, though. I love you. Just want you to be okay. Listen, coming up on the show, pretty cool. Got a few challenges happening. We've got a TikTok sound that we all need to listen to.
Okay.
You've got gossip music-wise.
Yes, I do. One Direction, reuniting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do we want it, though?
I think so. Don't we like One Direction?
Yeah, we do, I guess. I think they're cool. I like them individually as well, all the 1D boys.
Yeah, so I think I've got details on that.
Is there rumors that Rihanna's got new music coming out?
That is correct as well.
I can't believe that.
You're going to hear it from her.
All right, listen, I need a coffee. I need some water. Let's get it going on right now. But I also need a first caller of the morning. Is it you? Give me a call right now. 04871-5544. Be our first caller of the day. Radio.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Is it Amado? Amado, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Mate,
how's everything?
We're all right. We can't complain. What gets you up at 6:09? What are you up to?
Yeah, I went to the airport, picked up my cousin. He came from Kuwait and was listening to your beautiful voices. Wanted to hear you in person.
Aww. Thank you, my man. What's your brother's name? What's your brother's name?
Iraj.
Iraj. Well, welcome, Iraj, to the UAE. It's good to have him back,
yay!
Right?
Yay. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You guys are amazing.
Thank you, my man. How long's he here for? How long's the brother here for?
For like 7 days. He has a business trip.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, good on you, mate. Well, I'm glad that you've already done it. Well done. Have a great morning, and God bless you and the brother, okay?
Thank you. You too, guys. Take care.
See you, my man. Hi, Dina.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dina. What's going on?
Well, I drive every day from Dubai to Alliance for work.
Yep.
And you're my company. So I'm almost now, I'm just 2 minutes away to leave my home. And you're what makes me going every day.
So do you put the radio on? When do you put it on? Like, are you listening on an app or something? What do you got now?
Now I do it in an app at home. And then once I'm in the car, it's in the car.
We are together for the whole time. This is very special. Thank you.
Yes, but there's one issue.
Uh-oh.
Chris, seriously.
Okay.
Once I arrive to Alliance,
I know the reception goes.
It goes horrible. Then I go back to the app, and it's just.
I know. It's out of our control. Can I tell you what it is sometimes? Have you ever had it that we are good in LA? And like, because sometimes it's weather related. It's the weather.
It's almost never.
Really? In these cold months, it will be interesting because what happens? I've spoken to our engineers about this.
This is getting very technical.
It's
now.
Technical. No, but when the when the weather's like that, when the air's thick,
yeah,
and there's humidity and it's hot,
it's hard.
It's harder for the
signal
to get through everywhere. So we've got the antenna on the one of the second largest buildings in the UAE, which is the one in JLT. Yeah, and it gets the whole area pretty well. Well, but sometimes in the hotter months,
it's harder
for it to push through. So maybe in the winter months, you're going to be okay, all right?
That would be wonderful. I love you all, guys. Russ, I feel for you. They're always picking on you.
I know.
What do you mean? He's half asleep every morning, dude. He's terrible. Lucky that he works with us.
Both of them are
That's
awful.
That's horrible. Chris, get him some Red Bull every morning, and maybe that would help.
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't wake up till 9.
Yeah, 9 o'clock is fantastic.
Yeah, I think I do need a coffee. I don't wake up till later on, so I think I'm right to be teased now and again, to be honest.
Come on, Russ. You need to be present with the...
Yes.
I'll just slap my face.
What a word. I love that.
You want me to do that?
Be present.
No, you're okay.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Dina, have
love
a great morning. We love you too. Drive safely as well. Oh, our little family this morning.
I love it. Yeah.
Honestly, we feel... It's not easy for us sometimes to wake up, but when I know that I get to talk to people like Dina and Abud and everyone, it makes it feel... Nice, you know?
Yeah.
All right, 6:12, Build the Babe. This song, I don't know. I'll be happy for when we stop playing it, to tell you the truth.
Why are you playing it now then?
It's in the system. The music guys put it in.
Oh.
You can't change it.
I'm a monkey. I just press. This ain't Build the Babe. It's not that I don't like the song.
Then?
I don't know. Maybe it's about her.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Virgin Radio, good morning. We changed the name, by the way. So if you need perfect, I'm not built for you. Yeah. Pop the builder broke my heart. Told me I need fixing. Said that I'm just nuts and bolts. A lot of parts were missing. Heart feel like a curse. Virgin and a vixen. That's the kind of girl he wants. But he forgot. This ain't Build a Babe. You don't get to pick and choose. Different. It's 6:14 on Virgin Radio 104.4. Good morning, the Chris Fade Show. Gossip, we'll do it next.
So Johnny Depp just got given this huge award,
yeah,
and there's so much controversy around it.
Backlash against him, of course it's going to happen.
But he's speaking out about it.
All right, we'll hear it all next on Virgin. Good morning, it's 6:14.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Yeah, Johnny Depp in trouble somewhat. What is happening
here? So he was honored with the highest honor at the San Sebastian International Film Festival and said cancel culture has gone too far. He was addressing questions about not being in Hollywood's good books after his ex-wife went public with allegations of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. If you remember last year, a British judge found the claims to be, quote, substantially correct. And after that, he's pretty much been blacklisted from Hollywood, except at this film festival where he accepted this award. And then he told reporters, quote, it's a very complex situation, this cancel culture, or this instant rush to judgment based on essentially what amounts to polluted air. It's got so far out of hand that I can assure you no one is safe. Not one of you, so long as someone is willing to say one thing. Now, a lot of filmmakers and the film community has criticized the San Sebastian Film Festival, saying, what you're doing right now, giving Johnny Depp this
award,
honor,
yeah,
this honor, is really sending the wrong message to those who are victims of domestic violence.
Now, what was he charged? Was he charged and was he guilty?
So the charge was not domestic violence. Johnny Depp had taken Amber Heard to court, mm-hmm, for a defamation lawsuit where she basically said, hey, he's abused me. A judge found that those claims were correct.
So is he charged and guilty? I want to know my own feelings on Johnny Depp, do you know, because I like the guy, but I'm like...
A judge found that the claims were correct.
That the
claims of abuse were correct.
So he's abused her.
That's
and he's
what
been found
found
guilty.
But he was never charged with that. That was
Why
never the
was
case.
Why was he not charged? Why hadn't they gone to court for it?
The case was, he was the one who put in the case against Amber. It was a defamation lawsuit. Oh,
okay, so Amber Heard just got out publicly and started saying this stuff. He's like, hold on, I'm taking you to court because you're defaming me.
Yes.
They go to court and the lawyer goes, well, actually, you were doing this sort of things that she was saying, so she can't get sued.
Yeah.
Which means that he was abusive in the relationship.
Well, you've seen the videos, right? He's quite aggressive in the kitchen area, isn't he? But
was it verbal or physical? Do we know?
Both.
Not that there's a huge... I mean, no, there is a huge difference between the two, but they're both wrong. Wow. Okay, interesting. So we don't like... I don't like... I mean, that's it for me.
Yeah, it's...
I put, you know, Johnny in that category now.
That category, yeah.
You know, that's horrible.
That is sad.
These guys... But I do agree with the cancel culture, though. I'm not a fan of that.
There's a lot of people... I think the world is a bit too quick to judge sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we see something on social media and then we just all judge.
Yeah.
And we can find out later on that it's not real or we didn't know the whole story.
Correct.
I think it's we have to look at it. Move it on real quick.
Will Smith developing a hip-hop musical called Summertime, which is inspired by their 1991 song that he did with Jazzy Jeff, which is pretty cool.
What a tune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the plot details are not available yet. All we know is that it's going to be a hip-hop musical, so that's pretty cool.
Super cool.
Liam Payne says One Direction may be reuniting soon. He says, I spoke to Louis about it, and we were saying it has to be sooner rather than later. A lot of people thought they would reunite last year for the 10th anniversary, so maybe 2022 is the year. And finally, we talked about it yesterday, but now the full trailer is here of Britney versus Spears. This is a Netflix documentary. I've put it up on our website at virginradiodubai.com. Takes a look at her conservatorship battle.
Have a listen.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyers.
I've represented dozens of conservatees in court. Not one of them has ever had a job.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
It drops on September 28th. Now, Britney is not a part of this documentary.
Mm.
The director said, I tried to reach out, but I didn't get anything back.
There's been a Britney documentary before, though, as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, that was the New York Times one called Framed.
Okay.
Which you can watch on OSN streaming. This one's going to be on Netflix.
The fiance of Britney Spears has commented on someone's Instagram post because the person commented saying, I hope these guys are all making money off Britney Spears. This person put a comment. You know, I hope that the money that they make from making these type of documentaries about Britney goes to help other people. And the boyfriend,
Sam Asghari,
Sam, the fiance of Britney Spears, said 100%. Yeah. We hope that the money's going to good places. So interesting stuff. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Eddie, there's no croissants, mate. They're sold out of croissants. What else do you want? Anything?
All right, no problem.
Nothing else? No, Eddie will only ever order just a plain croissant. Yeah. That's
get
it.
Get a cheese one.
Nah.
Have you noticed?
Chocolate.
Because Chris is paying today. Everyone's ordered.
Yeah, what no, did you're, you all, want, you're all jumping in. What is
that's
not?
That's lies.
Blueberry muffin.
Oh!
Yeah, blueberry muffin!
I like it when
okay, the order's done then.
When I order, I always look at people like with a stern face, hoping that they won't order anything.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, that's why I look at you like that, Eddie.
Okay, then.
But you still order anyway.
It's an eight dirham croissant. Come on, it's Eddie.
Well, it's day before payday, so come on.
Yeah, we haven't been paid yet. It's 23rd. We usually get paid on the 24th or 25th.
I reckon we're going to get paid today.
I don't think so. I think we'll get it in on Saturday. Do they do weekend pay sometimes?
No.
Saturday they do.
All Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday sometimes it comes through.
Mm.
Yeah? Let's see how it all goes. What is going on across the UAE? All right, Rossi's discovered some audio that he wants you and I to listen to, pretty.
Let's do this.
TikTok. It's just an amazing place, isn't it?
Mm-mm. It is.
So I was scrolling through, as you do, and I came across this earworm sort of video. You know the ones where it's like, put your headphones in and listen to this.
Yeah, yes.
Sure. Sound like amazing.
Mm.
So I tried it, and it did work for me. But I was wondering, is it going to work on the radio for everybody?
Okay.
So it's like a Daft Punk sort of sound that's being sort of remixed. So
what are we listening for? Like, what are we listening out for?
It's meant to make your ears go crazy, basically.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready for my ears to go crazy.
No matter where you are across the country, turn it up. Should I put out a warning? Is this a warning? Like, because we don't want people to be...
Well, like, I was watching the woman in the video, and she was like... She was really happy about it.
Happy, okay.
No,
so it's a good thing. Okay,
are we ready?
Let's just play it.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Right. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
So before we go anywhere, I've got to do this.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
We are live on Facebook across the world right now. Virgin Radio DXB.
Wow.
Thank you for joining us no matter where you are. Globally or regionally here in the UAE. Could I say good morning to Omar as well? Hi, Omar.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
My man, just about to win some money right now on Virgin Radio. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready. I hope so.
What do you do, Omar? What do you do for a living?
I work in one of the greatest companies called Diwa.
Diwa.
We love Diwa. You.
Yes.
Dubai Electricity Water Authority. Are you, do you have your friends and family always ask, like, yo, oh, can you get me a discount on my bill this month?
It happens a lot, yeah.
I know it does. Well, good on you, mate. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. I've got 10 questions in front of me. You've got to get all 10 of them right to win the 10,000 dirhams cash, all right?
Yes, I hope so. Yes.
If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Sure.
All right, this is Omar, everybody. Where are you from?
I'm from UAE.
Representing Yay! The UAE, it's Omar in the house. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Omar. Your time begins right now.
Now.
Who is older, Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Who was Johnny Depp's last wife?
Pass.
The Brooklyn Nets are a team in which sport?
Basketball.
What is the capital of Jamaica?
Pass.
What date will the Expo 2020 Dubai officially begin?
1st October.
What football club does Cristiano Ronaldo currently play for?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Finish the Charlie Puth song, One Call.
Pass.
What rapper is Rihanna currently dating? ASAP?
Rocky.
What city is home to the world's largest picture frame?
Picture frame, Dubai.
True or false, Donald Trump once dated Sharon Osbourne.
True.
No, say the other one.
False.
Who was Johnny Depp's last wife? It was Amber Heard. Time's up. You did all right. You better than 50%. He got 600 dirhams cash. Well done.
Yay! Yeah,
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my man. Welcome. Listen, Amber Heard is Johnny Depp's last wife. Capital of Jamaica is Kingston. Manchester United. I think you were thinking of Messi.
Messi. Yeah. Paris Saint-Germain, yeah.
One Call Away is the Charlie Puth song as well, but everything else you got right. Enjoy the 600 dirhams cash, and thanks so much for listening, Omar.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. There it is. Awesome stuff. Pop quiz returns 7:10 every weekday morning right here on Virgin Radio. Hey, guys, got to say to my peeps on Facebook.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Days.
Always first with the hottest e-news.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
Yeah, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
So The Weeknd has been accused of plagiarism by an electro house duo. This is a very strange story. I don't have the song that he's allegedly copied for you because it's never been released.
Okay.
But this lawsuit is still going ahead. You remember The Weeknd's 2018 song, Call Out My Name?
Oh, yeah.
Great song. Love that song, man.
So call out my name.
Such a good song, yeah.
Right, so these two people, Sunil Fox and Henry Strange, say back in 2017, they created a song called Vibe King. They sent it off to one of The Weeknd's engineers. The engineer found the song about 3 years later and said, oh my goodness, this song is amazing. Emailed them back and said, yo, we're going to use this song, but we're not going to say it's from you because The Weeknd doesn't know you. Mm. Now, in those emails, we see one of the guys, Strange, reply and say, hey, The Weeknd knows me.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can put your name on it, but you got to put my name on it too. They ended up releasing Call Out My Name, didn't give any credit, so now they're going to court.
It's just like
got emails to back it up.
So maybe that's legit. Maybe it's the beat. But like, you remember Duvet? We added something. I think he stole it from us. Because I mean, that if you listen to it again, right? Let's have a listen to this. We actually released one 7 years ago. We got the audio of that. We've got it.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to this.
I ride the train.
Now you'll hear the similarities between those two songs. We didn't want to sue him though.
So Conor McGregor is great at MMA, but is terrible at baseball.
She's ignored this.
The ceremonial first pitch ahead of the Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field. It's being called the worst pitch in MLB.
It was pretty bad.
It's not worse than Diana Ross's pitch, is it?
It is really bad. And Connor, though, kept his cool about it. He was doing some interviews afterwards, and he said that he did a good job. He believes his pitch was pretty good. Have a listen to Connor McGregor.
It was pretty bad.
It was really bad.
The most devastating first pitch ever seen in the iconic Wrigley Field.
So I say this pitch is a little high. You say it's perfect.
Well, the venom is there. The power is there. It's a little off accurate-wise, but, you know, I'm on the one leg. You can see me base fully on the left leg that was just recently injured. I'm happy with that. I'll take that on board, yeah?
I think we all just need the confidence of Conor McGregor in our lives.
The worst pitch ever. I really liked it.
It was, I mean, he's never going to, like, it's just, but that confidence is not easy to have, and he's always got it. Even when he got knocked out or whatever's going on, he's still like, I'm the king, I'm the best, I'm still there.
I like that.
The pitch was horrible.
It was bad.
It was so bad.
Bro, he went into the stance.
I know. I did see it.
It was bad.
But 50 Cent did the worst one, I think.
Really?
Okay, it's up on our website at virginradiodubai.com. And finally, Rihanna is giving fans what they want. A little hint, a little hope of new music possibly coming. She was on the red carpet of her Savage Fenty show.
Yep.
And they asked her about new music. This is what she said.
You're not going to expect what you hear. That's just, put that in your mind. Like, whatever you know of Rihanna is not going to be what you hear. I'm really experimenting, and music is like, it's like fashion. You should be able to play. I should be able to wear whatever I want, and I treat music the same way. So I'm having fun, and it's going to be completely different.
Yeah, that means she's working on new music.
Got new music coming out.
I told you.
Hopefully she doesn't rip us off again.
What do you mean?
I ride the train. He rides the train. I ride the train.
I've got this idea, Pretty Malik Big Rossi. I want to try this right now, but it involves everyone listening to this very show.
Tell me.
I want to try. How many letters in the alphabet again?
26.
26 letters in the alphabet, which means we'll need 26 people to get on the phones right now. I want to run through the alphabet, the English alphabet, and I want to get someone's name that represents each letter. So I want to get someone that starts with the letter A.
Alex.
Alex, Alfred, Ahmed, B.
Bob.
Bob, your father.
Bushra.
Bruce, Bushra, whatever it is.
Okay, C, D, E, F.
We
okay,
need okay, okay. to get someone for every letter of the alphabet. Can we do this?
Now, where are we going to have the problem, do you think?
I think in the later stages of the alphabet, I think we're going to hurt.
So
right now, if you're in the first probably 16 letters, call us right now, 04871-5544.
Obviously kicking off with A.
Yeah, and when you call us, turn the radio down as well.
Have your radios off and down and put the phone to your ear.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be looking for A. You're going to just scream out your name.
Okay, okay,
we'll
okay.
get the letter and we'll see.
I don't know if we're going to get through all of this,
know.
Guys.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
You've got to do it.
We have to try.
So only call when we're getting closer to your part.
To your letter, you mean?
So right now, we definitely need like
ABCs,
D's, and E's. Like, let's get that going right now. Can we do this together as a country? Are we ready?
We're ready.
It's the alphabet names. Here we go. Hit the music. Let's kick off first. Hi, what's your name?
Atesh.
We've got an A.
Yeah.
We've got an A already. That is Atesh.
Boom.
All right, we need a B.
B.
We need a B right now. 04871-5544. Okay, what's your name?
Bashar's
in the house.
Woo!
Bashar, you have just represented the letter B.
Now we need C.
We need a C, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have a C? I think I had another B there. I had a Bella. I had a Bella as well. I like that we're getting through.
Yeah.
I need a name beginning with C. 04871-5544. Let's see. Hey, what's your name? No, you there?
Hello.
Yeah,
your name?
Chloe.
We got a C. We love you, Chloe. Thank you.
We need a D.
A D? D, what's your name?
Debbie.
We got Debbie in the house. Debbie, you're officially the D right now.
Debbie does Dubai.
So what do we do now?
E.
A, B, C, D, E. We need an E. We need an E right now. Do we have an E?
Come on, E.
This is going to take a while, this, right? But we're going to get there. Hello. This is now. I'm thinking
Hi,
about,
Chris.
Hi, darling. What's your name?
We have a Dima.
We got it. Okay, we got a D. We got
we
a D.
We already
we'll,
have
we'll take,
I got a D, okay. We, no, have we'll, a great day.
We'll take Dima anyway. Thank you, Dima. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
We need an E.
Yeah, we need an E.
Eddie, give us a call.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
Ivan.
What is it?
Ivan.
How do you spell it with what?
I-V-E-N.
No, you're way too ahead.
You're too early, Ivan.
Ivan.
I'll keep you there, though. I'll keep you till we get to the I.
Oh, no.
We need an okay. E. What's your name?
No, Emily. My name is Emily.
Emily! We got an E.
Bye.
Thank you, Emily.
F.
We need an F. Do we have an F? What's your name?
Frank.
Frederick.
Fatima.
Fauza.
Come on, Fatima.
Fauza.
Fatima.
Fatima's a good one. We need an F.
Come on, Fatima.
Let's go, Nala. Smash him.
Come on.
If you're not an F, roll with us, Nala. We need you. We actually need you right now. You need to roll with us.
Okay.
Fs. We just do it together.
do you want me to do it?
What do we need? We need an F. Hi, who's this? What's your name?
Hi.
What was your name?
Nada.
No, hold on. We need, that's a G right there,
that's
isn't
a G.
it?
Yeah, wait.
No, we're too early for that. We need an F. We need an F. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Mustafa.
Mustafa, how are you? Way too early, Mustafa. But we love you for calling in. No, we're going to be...
We need an F.
Are we going to get... Oh, here we go. We got an F, I think. Hi, what's your name?
Farida.
Farida in the house.
Farida.
Farida in the house.
Now we go to G.
Oh, there's a G there for you, Chris, on line 4.
Hold on. Is this Garfield?
Garfield
in the house. Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
No, H.
We need an H.
Haytham.
Hafsa.
Haytham.
Harry.
All right, let's see. Hi, who's this? What's your name?
Hank.
This is Hank.
Hank.
Thank you, man. Thank you for representing the H's.
Now,
are we over this or do we keep going?
No, now we need to finish it. Now we've started. We got to go
through. Are we halfway through?
No.
What's halfway?
I.
The next one's halfway through.
No, it's not. I. The next one's I.
I?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we need an I. Anyone? I. I right now. Do we have an I? A, B, C, A, B, H,
when we get to M, that's halfway.
Half, yeah.
What's I?
Ivan.
We just had Ivan.
Ivana. Where's Ivan gone?
Ivan, call back. Ivana. Oh,
man, we're going to be doing
Iris,
this all day. I got one. I think we got one. Hi, who's this?
Inaya.
Inaya, yes. We love you, Inaya, representing the eyes. H-I-J.
Jay.
Hi, what's your name?
Jess.
Thank you, Jess.
We're cooking on gas
K,
now.
K. What are you talking about?
You're cooking on gas. How old are you?
I don't want to know.
H-I-J, what do we need?
K.
Can I just say Chris?
No.
Yeah, I'm taking the K.
There's a K there.
Hi, what's your name?
Kaina.
Kaina's taking the K. H-I-J, K.
L.
Hello, what's your name?
Latifa.
Oh,
yes.
M. We need an M. Ladies and gentlemen, does your name start with the letter M? We are going through the entire alphabet. We are getting someone from every single letter.
We're doing well.
We need an M right now. We'll then need an N right now. 04871-55. The phones are all ringing. Hi, what's your name?
Russell.
No, Russ. Russell. You're too early, brother. What about this one? Hi, what's your name? Yes.
My name is Musa.
Yay! We've got him. And then hold on. What's your name? Is this Navid?
Navid.
Over halfway.
Oh.
What do we need?
Oh. Oscar.
What, Rossi, you're doing hand signals to me. I don't know what that means.
Let's continue after the break.
No, we're going to do this all in one go,
we
mate.
We can do it.
We're going to go to an ad break and come back.
We've lost
the momentum of it all.
Call us. 04871-5544.
What's your name?
Osama
in the house. Thank you, O. We appreciate it, man.
P.
We're going to get there. We're nearly towards the end. Come on.
Pretty, can I call?
Yeah, I'm taking you, pretty.
Okay,
boy, you're saying
that's
no.
That's a cheat.
Okay,
you're complaining that we're going too long, and now, okay, P. What's your name, P? What is it?
Paul.
We'll take Paul.
This next one is going to be impossible.
Q.
It's going to be terrible. We're going to be here for an hour. Quentin, where are you, Quentin?
Quentin, yeah. We need a Q.
Q.
Oh.
Who's called Q? We're stuck on Q.
If your name begins with the letter Q, call us 04871-5544.
Can I throw in something there? If your last name also begins with a Q, can we take them?
Quincy Quinn.
Yeah.
Last name Q, maybe. I don't know.
Quest.
We're not going to get a Q.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Hi, what's your name?
Rihan.
Hold on, Rihan.
Stay there.
It's R, though. What?
Vihan.
Oh, you're a V.
Okay, you're very.
Okay, early. We'll hold you because we need a V. That we will need that very soon. Are we getting anyone with Qs?
Quincy is.
Nala, you got a Q. Have we got a Q? We may have a Q here.
Absolutely no chance for a Q, I reckon.
I think we've got to hold on. Hold on. Hey, what's your name?
Last name is Kariuti with a Q.
Yeah,
we'll take it. Last name Q.
Woo!
Thank you so much, Q. We need the R. We've got the R. Is this Rachel?
Yes.
Loved you in Friends, Rach. Thank you.
S.
We need an S. S shouldn't be hard. We need
on,
an S right now.
S,
Simon.
S.
This is the worst and coolest and longest segment we've ever done.
But I like it.
Come S. On, si.
S.
S. Okay, we've got. What's your name? Beginning with S.
Suma.
Suma. Thank you, Suma.
Yes.
T.
Not a wrestler, though.
Where's Thomas?
What
T,
do we need?
T.
Thierry.
Hey, what's your name?
Tony.
No. You.
Oh, what's you?
Umaid. Uzair.
You.
Umbrella.
No, that's not a name. You.
Could be in this time. A name of Umbrella shall always be my cover.
Umar.
We need a you, guys.
Come
we
on.
Actually need a you.
Ulysses.
We've been doing this for 10 minutes, guys.
Come on, guys. We're almost there.
This is
going to
destroy the entire show.
We're almost there. Just give us a U. 04871-5544. Does your name start with a U?
Where's Usher when you need him? Come on.
You
make me want to leave.
Come on. There's got to be an Ozair.
Do we have a U?
Umara.
Ulrika.
I got a U. Hey, is this Umar?
Yeah, my name's Umar.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. You just saved us.
V.
Okay, we got a V. Hi, V.
Vanessa!
Beautiful lady.
W. We're nearly there.
W. We need a W.
Walter.
W. If you're after the letter W, call us now. I want to lock you in.
WXYZ. Call now.
WWW. Let's do it. Song, the third song has ended. We need a W.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, what's your name? Hold on. What's your name here?
Yara.
What is it? Yara. No, hold on.
Wait.
We've got a W. Is this Walid?
Yes.
Thank you, Walid. Okay.
X.
Oh.
Something.
Xavier. Xavier.
Names with
this is going to be. Okay, hold on. What's after X?
Y.
Okay, hold on. Is this Yara?
Yara, yes.
Okay, Yara, thank you. We're going to come back to X.
We need a Z, so we need X and Z.
Y.
Is that it?
We need a Y.
We just got Yara.
Yara, sorry, yeah.
We need an X and a Z.
That's it. Come on, guys. We just need X and Z.
What's your name? What's your name, Z?
Zara.
It's Zara.
Okay.
My daughter's name.
X will be the problem.
Okay, X.
We need an X.
We need an X.
Xavier.
Where's the X-Men when you need them?
I know.
Xavion. Xander.
Xander, yeah. X-A-N-D-E-R.
Zayden.
Even if your X-Zayden. Name.
No, if we want a legit X, I will ask for your Emirates ID.
You will not.
It's so late.
Come on, guys. Give us an X.
Xanti.
This is just pushed out the whole show, but hold on, guys.
No, you're not.
Hold on. What is your name?
Cyrus. X-Y-R-U-S.
It's Cyrus! Hey! We've got him! We've got an X! Thank you so much for that, man. We appreciate it, all right?
And it only took 12 minutes.
12 minutes! We'll never do that again. From West. Hi. It's gone 8:27. Biggest news in the last 24 hours was you can now go maskless in certain areas. How cool is that?
That was a big announcement. And it's funny because we were actually having a conversation about that off the radio.
Yep, Remember yesterday? What did I say?
You were like, I think it's going to come to a point because the cases are doing so well that they're going to say.
I said to the guys, listen, I'm waiting for, I think the UAE, Dubai, they're going to announce in some areas we've got to take our mask off. And then like, bam.
It came.
7 hours later. Yeah. Now, I'm also anxious. It made me anxious instantly. Like, yes. I was like, oh, man. Like, taking your mask off, this is huge. We've been doing this thing for nearly 2 years.
And we're so good at it here, I feel, but...
No face masks are needed when exercising in public places, which I felt like...
It was in place already.
It was, everyone was doing that anyway. While traveling in private vehicles with families of the same household, I was doing that anyway.
So, basically, this is coming from the National Crisis and Disaster Center in Abu Dhabi, okay? And in Abu Dhabi, I think the rules are a bit different, so this is why this has been released.
Those receiving treatments for hair and face in salons. So if you're getting your hair done in the salon now, you don't have to wear your mask. At the beach, don't have to wear it. And at those pools, you're also exempt. Masks are not also needed while receiving medical treatment at hospitals and health clinics. The Ministry of Health said people will need to stand at least 2 meters of distance rule still. So the social distancing is still in place.
Yeah.
It comes after the authorities noticed a decline in the number of COVID-19 cases. And our numbers today... As I look to the left here, 318 new cases, still two deaths overnight, but 318 new cases. And I never say two deaths overnight lightly because I always know that is a family that is hurting right now.
Yeah.
So our thoughts and prayers to that family.
But as Rossi said, the entire country wasn't following a lot of these rules were not available to everyone in the country. So now it's kind of there.
And I hope that the communication is making right, because I know there'll be some people that will just think, oh, the masks are off.
Yeah.
They're going to be walking down the street or in the malls with their mask off thinking that. So it is only for those selected areas for the time being, which is good. But, you know, just be sensible. Play it safe.
Listen,
do your thing.
This is step one. So if you really want to go fully maskless, we got to follow these rules properly.
Mm.
And then we'll get to stage 2, 3, 4. And then one day we're not going to be wearing a mask. One day.
That'll be a while.
Let's take a bet here.
When do you guys think no masks? Globally, the whole world.
End of 2023.
End of 2023.
Pretty. Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Like nowhere, not
November
2022. Oh, really?
world won't have masks anymore.
So not one place in the world will have a mask mandate.
November.
I'm saying 2022.
Rossi?
Rossi's like, now.
Next year.
Yeah, I said next
this,
year as well.
This
mate.
Time, yeah. This time next year.
September.
So September.
September.
Okay. I hope so. Hope it's next week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, it would.
But if you guys, it's become a total habit now.
Oh, yeah.
Keys, wallet, mask.
Yeah. You know what? I brought my mask with me, and it was in my car, and it fell on the, you know, on the side.
It
no,
fell
in
on
the
ground?
No. In the car. It was like on the side of the seat. And I had a massive panic attack.
Because you forgot it.
Because I thought I forgot. I was like, how could I forget it? And then I found it.
I forgot mine. I forgot mine the other day. I forgot. I had not done that. And I was at the Enoch. I went into the Zoom.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, you can buy Expo 2020 tickets from Zoom.
What?
It's right on the counter.
Didn't know that.
Absolutely epic, right? Mm. So I went in there, got my petrol, and I wanted to go get a coffee from there. And I went to get my mask, and I was like, I don't have.
The panic, right?
No.
I don't have a mask.
Chris Fade cannot not have a mask because you're always telling people to have a mask.
I didn't have a mask. So what I did do, and again, thank you to the staff at the gas stations, because the man that was filling up the fuel, I said to him, brother, I need to go inside into the Zoom, and I need a mask.
Nice, smart.
And I said, do you mind if I could get one? And he went inside. They sell them there, like cheap as well, like 4 dirhams or something. He went and got me one, and I put that on, and I walked in, and I got my mask on, so thank you. But yeah, that feeling of not having a mask is...
It's that panic.
I got panicked, yeah, it was weird. It was like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah.
How do I do this? Am I going to be okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, some really, really cool news coming out. Obviously, Expo 2020 Dubai upon us in 8 days. Cases are on the way down.
Down, yeah.
The malls are busy again. The roads are busy. I feel like employment's starting to come back in a lot of places. They're re-employing people.
Yeah.
Events and all of that.
Events are starting to happen. I'm doing an event in Abu Dhabi this weekend.
Amazing, yeah.
So, like, you know, the boxes are being ticked. And again, you speak to people from other countries. We are so way ahead here in the UAE. So just, again, well done to our leaders and the guys. And well done to us. We're playing along with them, you know, with the rules and the regulations. I think we've done such a great job together. So well done to everyone.
Definitely. I think jumping on all of the things early really helped us, you know. Definitely.
I think we did good. So, Shiloh, it keeps getting better. I just went and did a PCR test, by the way, just then.
That was the most insane thing.
Dubai's amazing. Ordered them, came downstairs, ran downstairs, did the PCR test, came back up.
That was so fast.
So I'm going to Abu Dhabi on the weekend, and you don't need it for the border crossing, but you do need to go in some of the malls. So I will be in a mall, so I had to get that done.
That's green amazing. Pass system.
That's fantastic, that. You know when they do your PCR test, do they use the same thing to put up your nose, the same one as me?
Mm-hmm.
Like
what?
The same size stick.
He's trying to make fun of your nose.
Do they use the same size stick, or is it like is it like a mop size?
Yep. All right, cool. So what we want to do right now is we want to support local companies across the country.
Tell me more.
So what we're going to do, Duvet, we are obviously the world's best cover band, mainly because of myself. And what we're going to do right now is we are going to write a jingle, a commercial for your business. So do you have a business that you want us to promote right now on Virgin Radio?
Okay.
What we want you to do is call us. We're going to get some information about your company. Mm. All right. And then Rossi and I, Duvet, we're going to write a jingle for it right now.
0487155544. I love this idea because there's so many local businesses, startups, and it takes a lot of money to hire professionals or spend on advertising and marketing and all that stuff. So you guys are stepping in and doing it for free.
100%. Gosh, we're going to do it. We are going to promote your business. We're going to find out about it, and we're going to write the jingle for you.
And it's now, like, good stuff as well.
Yeah, that's where I was going to. Will they be good, though? Or will it sound like it was done for free?
I mean, one of us will be good. What the other one will bring the whole thing down.
Can't wait to find
Rossi
out who that is
definitely going to bring the whole thing down, but we will work together here. Hey, is this Rami?
Yes.
Rami, how you doing, my man?
Very well.
All right, bro. Can you put that phone to your ear for me? I want to hear you nice and clear. All right?
Just a second.
There we go. Did Nala tell you to do that?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, so much better. Guys, when you get on the show, put the phone in your ear.
Poor Nala probably says it 13 times. Mm. No one listens to her.
Can you hear me now?
Can hear you, brother. Can hear you, Rami.
Yeah, perfect.
So what do you do? What's your business?
So I do chili jam. It's a family legacy.
Chili jam.
Yeah, I'm sold. As well. I'm sold. And tell me where to get it.
Instagram.
Okay. So tell me about the company. It's what's the Instagram handle?
Adams Chili.
Sorry, Adams.
Just perfect. Just cut out just as you say
no!
the name. Where's he gone?
I need to know about the chili jam.
First thing you need to know, chili jam, Rami, is you need a phone that's going to work, all right?
What's your Instagram handle?
I wanted to say that he said Adam.
I heard Adam.
Go on Instagram and type in Adam Chili's. I think his phone's died. I think his phone has literally died.
It can't.
All right, we'll come back to him. Hold on. We got him. We got him now. Yeah.
Yep,
Rami?
Yep, I'm back.
What happened, bro?
Something. The people calling me. It's my birthday today.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, brother. Okay, so what's the Instagram page?
Adam's Chili.
I see it was Adam. Okay, Adam's Chili.
On a side note, I don't know why you're calling me Rami. I'm Nader, by the way.
Well, why is
your...
It says here...
Because we save people's numbers when they call the radio station and your name has been saved as Rami.
All right, it's Nader, N-A-D-E-R.
Have you ever called up with another name to try and win a competition?
Not really. I never won.
All right, let's get back to it. I love that. Your name's not Rami, it's Nader, but it's called Adam's Chili.
That's correct.
So, who's Adam?
My son.
Okay.
That's cute.
So cute. So, what type of jams do you do?
So, I do truffle jam. I do ginger jam. I do rosemary. I do basil. I do classic.
Okay, and it's all ordered through Instagram through Adam's Chili.
That's correct.
Okay, chili jam
delivered to your doorstep.
Yep. You ready for your jingle to be made right now on the spot live?
Can't wait.
It's 8:45 in the morning.
Yep.
Ready, Ross? I don't even know what music we get.
Well, we've just got to do the roulette wheel of commercial music.
Here we go, Ross.
Are you going first?
Let's roll it out.
Good luck, boys.
This is how you do it.
Rossi would have written down words that rhyme with jam and chili. You'll hear them, I guarantee it. Here we go.
Fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
Hoot!
Yep, take that far.
Everybody right now. Don't get a little chili, cause everybody needs a little bit of Adam Chili in their mouth right now. Doesn't matter what it is, truffle or ginger, we'll deliver to your door, Adam's Chili.
Oh yeah, we're what you've got. It comes in little pots. It's no frills, because it comes from Dubai Hills. It's Adam Chili, don't put your hands on. Oh, Adam Chili, yeah, it's Adam Chili. Go, Chris!
Oh, Adam's Chili, it's the jam you need.
Yeah.
Adam's Chili, it's the jam you need. I said Adam's Chili, it's the jam you need. Go to Adam's Chili on Instagram, you see.
Adam's Chili.
There you go, mate. That's yours. You can take that, okay?
That is amazing.
All right.
You can have that for free and you can put it on your Instagram and promote it.
Please do. Thank you.
There you go, mate. Everyone go check out Adam's Chili on the gram. That's a jingle. So what do we got? We got Ahmed here. Ahmed, how you doing?
I'm good, fine. How are you?
We're doing very well. What's your business?
So I have a Japanese restaurant in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Gosh, look at you. Japanese restaurant in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. We got to get some things here for the jingle. So you're in Dubai, you're in Abu Dhabi. What's the name of the restaurant?
It's called Kobashi.
Kobashi.
Great name, Kobashi. And what else? Tell me a little bit more about the restaurant.
So we started actually in 2016 as a takoyaki kiosk. We were the first to do takoyaki, which is a street food from Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
And then we expanded into sushi, ramen, curry katsu, all of the Japanese cuisine.
Okay, sushi, ramen, did you say?
Yes.
Well, that sounds good.
Right?
Well, takoyaki is our signature because we were the first to do it in UAE.
I like you keep saying that. You really want to... Is there another company saying that they were the first as well?
I can challenge anyone.
Yeah. What's it called? Not teppanyaki, takanyaki?
No, takoyaki.
Takoyaki.
What's takoyaki?
Street food.
So taco is octopus and yaki is grilled and takoyaki is actually octopus balls.
Oh, okay, takoyaki.
Takoyaki.
Takoyaki. You ready, Ross?
No.
Neither am I, but we're going to run with it. The name of the restaurant is called
Kobayashi.
Oh my goodness, Chris!
I'm going to make this difficult. For
yeah,
you
yeah. Takoyaki Kobayashi. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Hey.
Yeah, I like this.
Kobayashi. Kobayashi. If you're looking for that sushi or that ramen, you gotta get it into your belly. You want all that class. The first people in the UAE to do takoyaki, it's Kobayashi.
I'm gonna be a little tease. Let's go Japanese. Let's go get some street food. Don't be a prude. Ooh, Kobayashi, it's really flashy. Noodles, everything you need.
It's Kobayashi, that's where you gotta go. It's Kobayashi, that's where you gotta go. It's Kobayashi, that's where you gotta go. It's Kobayashi, yeah. Japanese restaurant.
That was really good. I got Pretty. Into it.
Ahmed, that's for you, mate. Well done.
That's very nice. Thank you, guys.
Dubai and Abu Dhabi, go check them out.
Send us a check for that. Thanks.
Julie, hi, Julie. What have you got? What business is it?
It's called Happy Moms for parties. We do 2D backdrops from poly boards. We can also customize 3D. We have it for rent for now, but we can also sell it.
I have no idea. Hold on a second. It's called Happy Moms Event. Is that right?
Yes.
And
yes,
you put on events or you just do the backdrops?
Just do the backdrop.
Just the backdrop. So like yeah. when people are taking photos or at a birthday party, they've got the nice backdrop.
Yes, it's from polyboard, so it's carved in 2D or in 3D.
I don't know what a polyboard is, but okay, it's 3D or 2D styrofoam. Okay, I know what that is. And how do we find you?
It's Happy Mom Events UAE in Facebook page, in my Facebook page, and Happy Mom Events in Instagram.
Happy Mom Events.
Yes, because mostly it's mom, so I make moms happy.
You're so Aww. Cute. All right, what was your name?
Julie.
Julie, okay. Ready, Ross?
Yeah.
I don't know what music we're getting right now.
Is this the same?
Yeah, we've had it, all right?
Do another one.
No, we had that. Okay, ready?
Perfect.
Okay. No matter what you've got, a birthday party or what, Happy Mom's Event is the place to go.
Yes, it's Happy Mom Events for all your needs and backdrops. Let's make it drop.
Like polyboard or styrofoam, 3D or 2D. Make sure you help Julia and check out Happy Mom's Events.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys, I'm getting really impressed right now. And normally you don't impress me, but thank this you. Is great.
Maddo, last one, because it's 8:58. Yeah. Maddo, last one. What have you got quickly?
Hi, we have an online pet accessory store. It's called You Say Pet.
You Say Pets. It's an online pet accessory store, and it's called You Say Pets.
Yes.
You sell everything.
We do dogs,
yep.
Dogs, cats, and horses.
Dogs, cats, and horses. I like the horses got in there. Love that. It's like dogs, cats, and scorpions. That's what we do. All right, here we go. You ready, Russ?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Woof, woof.
Is that your dog?
Meow.
Or is it your horse? No matter what you need, You Say Pet has yeah. got everything you need. You Say Pet.
Whatever you need. If your horse needs a lead, if your horse needs a lead, we do whatever you need. Take your horse for a walk down Shakeside Road.
You say bad. You say bad.
Is that a horse?
Thanks, Maddo. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's it.
You Say Pets.
Yeah, we're done. So, I listen, guys, I gotta bring it up. I mean, you both have recently got dogs.
Yeah.
Pretty. You've got yourself a golden retriever.
Correct.
Has it retrieved anything yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's learned fetch.
Fetch, yeah. It's retrieved
it.
Well,
it brings you stuff back to your hand.
Yeah.
That's amazing. He's about a month or two older than my dog.
And what have you got, Ross?
Cavalier King Charles.
Cavalier King Charles.
Yeah.
I've always heard about those dogs. I don't know how they look like, though. I mean, I've seen yours now, obviously.
Yeah.
What type of dog? Are they like a house dog, or do they need to go running a lot? Like,
I think they need a lot of exercise, yeah.
So you guys over the last couple of months have got each other. You both got dogs now. And
yeah.
It's lovely to see them. I can see all the love and the affection. I think yours got the injections yesterday. You were carrying it like a little baby yesterday in the car. Yeah,
and usually we don't really talk about our dogs, you know, after, what time is it? Pretty
5:30. 5:30 we stop.
Yeah, because you come in at like 5:30, right?
So and you hate it when we talk
we
about
don't
our dogs.
Talk dogs.
No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. It's just, I know that, you know, it's just, it's new for you. You guys need to get it off your chest. In a year's time, you probably won't mention your dogs. I get that. I understand it. It's new. It's fresh. Let you talk about
wow,
it.
Wow. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Well, I just need some advice, really, because my dog has...
Oh, we're doing dog talk now, are we?
Dog talk, yeah.
Okay, cool. Go, dog chat. What have you got?
So my dog likes to eat things. It's a puppy, right? So it goes around the house chewing stuff, eating mm-hmm. it. You've got to have eyes in the back of your head because it will eat stuff.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I came down the stairs... And as I'm mopping up the toilet area with some disinfectant, because mm-hmm. unfortunately I'm training it to have a poo on the mat at the moment.
Can we maybe, let's not use that P word. Let's
just
use something else.
Like go to the bathroom on the mat is probably a nicer way to say it.
Okay, well, if you think the story's bad now, it's going to get considerably worse. Maybe I shouldn't do it.
No, did do it, but just go. Try to substitute words. Let's use strawberries as one of the words.
Okay. No, that's very good.
Cool.
Okay, so I was cleaning up the strawberries off the floor, disinfecting, you know, picking it up. It's like having another child.
What was the type of strawberry? Was it like a squishy strawberry?
Well, actually, it had something wrong. The dog had something wrong with it. Chester, his name is. So we had to take it to the vet.
It was like watery strawberries.
Yeah, yeah. It was like strawberry puree.
Happened to ours.
Yeah. So we have to be very careful.
Correct.
So we were giving it medicine for 5 days to get rid of the strawberry puree. And now it's just like nice strawberries, ripe ones from Spinnies.
Really? So good strawberries now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
But the problem is with my dog, Chester, is he likes to eat strawberries.
That's
oh, he's eating his own strawberries.
No, he's not eating his own strawberries.
Whose like, strawberries is he eating then?
He's got a fascination with going into the cat's litter tray and eating cat's strawberries.
That's probably why it was strawberry puree to begin with.
Yeah. Okay, so
are you feeding your dog food?
Yes, I am.
So he's not hungry.
I didn't want to think about what I had to do yesterday.
What did you have to do yesterday?
Coming down, mopping the floor with disinfectant, turned around, the dog's chewing something.
What's he chewing?
Like these really dried strawberries. So I had to chase my dog around the house.
And you got the dry strawberries out of his mouth?
Wow. This is just disgusting.
This is getting worse and worse.
I did not know it entailed stuff
okay,
like this.
Can I tell you, I just want to let you know, and Liz, your wife, knows this. Mm. Liz told me that this was going to happen. Like, she was like, I want to get a puppy. We've been talking about this for weeks. I told Liz, hey, Liz, it's a really big responsibility. I don't know if you guys are up for it because you have a very busy household. Mm. Maybe it's not the best idea. She never responded to that message.
She wants.
What was the reason? You just throw. Well, why'd you say that to him for? He's already in it. He's gonna get out of it.
So
what are you just saying that I told you?
Are you just basically going like that?
No, I thought we
need some advice from someone who's an expert. How do you stop getting the dogs eating their own strawberries?
It's not its own strawberries. It's the cat's strawberries.
You need to separate him. You need to keep him away. He needs to be in an area that is not near the litter box.
I know. He is, and I let him out. But literally,
you can't let him out.
I let him out and like let him have a play. I can't leave him in his little box.
So as soon as he's out of his little play area, he just goes straight to the strawberries.
You need a pen.
Listen, I've got a pen, pretty, and it's all sorted. But I'm not.
Well, it's not sorted if he's eating dried strawberries.
I let him come out for a little bit.
I wonder why strawberries are going to be on sale today.
I let him come out for a little bit. I turn my back. I'm not joking. For five
Takes
seconds.
A second.
Five seconds. He's in there getting strawberries. It's disgusting. I have to chase him around and get the strawberries out with my hands.
You got to do it.
I vomited last night in the bin.
We're not going to use the word vomit either. We're going to use that as pancakes.
Go.
So what happened?
I did a flat pancake all in the
this
bin.
Is the best story
It was
ever.
Disgusting.
So were the pancakes and the strawberries together?
Yeah.
Oh,
strawberry pancakes.
That's man. Is someone there? Hello? Is anyone there?
No.
No, because I just got a message here that said keep the cat litter box at a height.
Well, that's all right if your cat hasn't got a broken leg or a false implant. No, because our cat got hit by a car.
Story's getting worse.
And
it's Virgin Radio. Hi.
Had to put an implant.
Why introduce? You've already got kids and you've got a busy household and you're already struggling. Why do you go and throw a dog and a cat in? Like, why?
I think Liz just likes chaos, like, to be honest.
Why?
She wants another baby as well.
If that happens.
Oh, we've got a tortoise as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah? You have a tortoise?
Yeah. Just like Dr. Doolittle over here.
Why? Why? Liz is helping with all this, yeah?
Yeah, Liz is exhausted.
Yeah, but what does she want another baby for now?
Like, I don't know.
You got two gorgeous girls.
I don't know.
What does she want? She wants a boy?
She just wants another kid.
Why?
How many kids does she want?
Like
11.
Don't know. Like, she's her mum is from one of six, you know? So she likes the fact that all her mum's brothers and sisters are always round. It's like a very close family.
Did you talk about how many kids you wanted before you got married?
No. She's just going to keep wearing me down, and then, yeah, that's what will probably happen.
Good luck, mate.
You'll be number three before me, though.
I'm going to be your third child. Virgin Radio 104.4, that's your Thursday morning with us. Thanks for having us on. It's been a good week. Lots of stuff happening. We're only 8 days away from Expo 2020 Dubai, so next week we'll count ourselves into Expo, which
yes.
is great.
Yep.
We're going to be broadcasting live, I think, from the opening event, which is great as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Everything you need from Virgin Radio and the Expo, we will have it covered for you, which is a good thing.
Chris, you're going to be in Abu Dhabi this weekend?
I am going to Abu Dhabi. I'm going to be at Yas Mall. I'm hosting a fantastic event, which I was excited because I was like, oh, I don't need to get a PCR test because the borders are open. But then I found out you actually do need a PCR test if you want to go inside a mall. You need to have, a PCR test within 30 days or so.
Yes, so if you're fully vaccinated, it's called the Green Pass system. Your Al Hassan app will stay green for 30 days, which means in the next 30 days, Chris, you can go up and down, explore Abu Dhabi, no problem.
Do what I like, right? Plans, you guys got anything planned for the weekend?
My parents leave tonight, so that's pretty much it.
Back to the USA?
Back to the USA.
Give a nice big kiss for us, Rossi.
Got a birthday party for little Annie, my youngest.
Where's that?
Air Maniacs.
There we go. Or is it going to be all your British mates there? We haven't got an invite.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Eddie, did you get an invite yet? Because I was going to ask you to come.
Eddie,
I didn't get no invite.
Nah, we'll just see it on Instagram. There'll be a bunch of his British mates. We'll always think, oh, gosh, I wish we went there. My daughters would love to come to Air Maniacs. It's a good place, that place.
Should send them one time.
Mm.
Get them off their iPads, get them to come.
Yeah, not with your kids, though, obviously. Not invited.
Not invited.
Well, I hope little Annie has a happy birthday. I'm going to get her a nice little gift, actually. I will.
Go on, then.
What are you going to get her?
I'll get her something Everton.
And we'll get her something Liverpool.
Oh, imagine that. I converted one of your kids to a Liverpool supporter. You would never talk to me again. Whatever you do this weekend, do it safely, guys. Enjoy it as well. Don't forget, you can put your mask down in certain areas, all right? For all the details, you can check out the ARN News Centre app. Have a great weekend. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, Sheena's up next. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.